Cardiomyopathy is a term that simply means that the pumping strength of your heart is not as strong as it once was. They put that in a percentage where a normal pumping strength would be 55, 60, 65%. When the pumping strength drops, there is a reason for it. One of the reasons is blocked up heart arteries, like you hear about someone getting balloons and stents and bypass surgery, clog up the fuel line, the engine doesn't run so well anymore. Another thing that can happen is alcohol. Too much alcohol can drop the pumping strength of your heart. High blood pressure that has been chronic and poorly treated can drop the pumping strength of your heart over time. And there exists a large category that we put a big word on called idiopathic. And idiopathic just means, I don't know, he doesn't seem to have blocked up heart arteries, he's not much of a drinker, doesn't seem to have high blood pressure, we just really don't know. His must be rather significant, but a low number I predict might be for him in that 10 horsepower, 10% range. The reason that I say that, and again, to emphasize that I'm speculating, I do not know that to be the case, but the reason that I say that is the newspaper said they put in a left ventricular assist device, what they call an LVAD. LVADs are used when the pumping strength is so weak that it literally will not support life anymore. So it is used when people are on a transplant list, and in fact, I'm so sick that I need more than just medicines, I need this left ventricular assist device. So I think that his pumping strength must be quite low, and I think he must be quite sick, or they would not have gone to the extent of putting in this LVAD.
Well, my uncle just recently had a heart transplant about a year ago, but after his heart transplant, he's come back like a 35-year-old man now. Could that be the case with him as well?
It's absolutely possible that he could have a transplant and that he could come back completely, as you point out, even better than he had been. And over time, they can pull away the left ventricular assist device. Over time, they pull away all of the IV medicines, and he goes home on pill-type medicines. And again, I don't mean time in hours. I mean time in weeks and months. So one of the possibilities is, as they say, he just rides this out, and things are dramatically better by Christmas.
So he definitely will have major lifestyle changes.
Well, that's probably reasonable advice for most of us that live in this country.
Dr. James Dunick from the IU Health Goshen Heart and Vascular Center. We'll just have to wait and see, and our thoughts and prayers go out to Randy.
Thank you for putting it into layman's terms, because now I even understand this.
Thank you kindly.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.